This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Brad.
Well, we had a welcome announcement yesterday tied directly to the impressive vaccination rate for the state of Pennsylvania.
Brad, the state is going to lift its statewide mask order on June 28th, if not sooner. But that's about when officials expect to hit the 70% mark for adults over 18 being fully vaccinated.
And that's an impressive accomplishment. When the governor announced that target, I wasn't even sure we were going to be able to meet it here in Pennsylvania.
Brad, I'd have to say I kind of had the same thought. And Pennsylvania's not super far ahead of the curve. There are 9 states at least at this point that have already hit that benchmark of 70%. But Pennsylvania is in the upper middle of the pack nationally on this issue.
All this past year, people have been thinking to themselves, what is this normal that we're trying to return to? Well, here in Bethlehem, normal includes inviting several hundred thousand people to visit for a week-long music festival, Music Fest.
That's right. We got news this week. Big news for the region that the festival is going to return in full force in person, August 6th to 11th. That announcement came on Wednesday. And there's not going to be any restrictions on crowd sizes or masking. And that, in fact, came before we had that statewide announcement about the masking order. However, officials do say they're going to be working with the local health department and follow any CDC guidelines. This is a huge deal for local businesses, Brad. We don't know how many people may come out this year, but mm-hmm. we do know more than 1.2 million people came out in 2019.
So it has a huge economic impact for the region.
It sure does. And for ArtsQuest, that nonprofit behind the festival, they lost 90% of its annual revenue when Music Fest was mostly forced to go online last year.
Just after midnight on Monday, all remaining pandemic restrictions on restaurants and businesses are lifted. So what are the biggest challenges remaining that are facing, say, restaurants?
Well, you know, restaurants are going to be able to go back to full capacity, which I feel like is going to feel like a cultural change after this past year. But some restaurant owners are saying they may not be able to do that because they can't get the staff they need to bring restaurants back to full capacity, and or they may not feel like it's practical or safe, and they want to keep some COVID restrictions in place to keep staff and customers safe. Brittany Sweeney spoke to the owner of Bethlehem's Apollo Grill, and she cited all of those concerns and said they're not going to be going back to full capacity right away.
And actually, that may make a lot of customers more comfortable as they ease back into this new normal.
As we all ease back into this new normal, Brad.
Thanks for joining us, Jen.
Thanks, Brad.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. For more of What You Need to Know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.